This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for March 2022. How can you tune up your classroom to have your students focus and concentrate on their work? In 1993, three things happened. One, I read about a research report by Francis Rauscher, Gordon Shaw, and Catherine Kai, investigating the effects of listening to music by Mozart on spatial reasoning. The results were published in Nature. They gave research participants, quote, one of three standard tests of abstract spatial reasoning after they had experienced each of three listening conditions. They played the sonata for two pianos in D major by Mozart, verbal relaxation instructions, and silence. They found a temporary enhancement of spatial reasoning as measured by spatial reasoning subtasks of the standard Binet IQ test. The group showed that the enhancing effect of the music condition was only temporary, not lasting beyond the 15-minute period which they were tested. Two, I watched a PBS special on Anne Sabin, a Welsh science teacher who used Mozart symphonies playing in the background of her class to help her students concentrate and focus on their science work. Miss Sabin became concerned. For some reason, her new group of students in the mid-1990s was the most challenging ever. Her class of boys had special educational needs plus emotional behavioral difficulties. One of her students had such poor coordination, he made 19 attempts at a lab experiment requiring the student to put a peanut on a spoon and then heat it in the flame of a Bunsen burner. He never achieved it, and his behavior resulting from his frustration was uncontrollable, she said. Chance observation of a television program gave Sabin the idea that music of, quote, a certain frequency might help students with poor coordination. She began to play classical music, orchestral music, as she tried Mozart piano concertos, but that was not effective. During her daily science lessons over a period of 5 months, she played the Mozart symphonies. The response to the music was dramatic, as the pupils became calm and cooperative within minutes of entering the room. Sabin says, quote, no one spoke, quarreled, asked to borrow anything, wanted to go to the toilet for the whole lesson. She said, I have not had such a relaxed lesson ever. The next 5 months of classes with the Mozart symphonies produced the same results, calm, cooperative students who were able to complete each lesson. Sabin believes the music may have relaxed her pupils enough to improve their physical coordination and lower their frustration level, enough to allow them to perform manual tasks effectively and efficiently. Three, I read Sheila Ostrander and Lynn Schroeder's book on super learning about Dr. Georgi Lozanov, Bulgarian medical doctor and father of accelerated learning. He used the slow movements of Baroque music in the background to teach languages and other subjects through the power of positive suggestion. He did this with a relaxed and focused state of mind, end quote. Dr. Lozanov played the slow moves of Baroque composers such as Bach, Vivaldi, Handel, Corelli, Tartini, and Pachelbel. This music is slower than a person's heartbeat and relaxes the students and helps them remember more. I began wondering if listening to classical or Baroque music in the background could help students in the public schools to improve their focus and concentration in school. I began handing out in 1993 Mozart symphonies on CDs to teachers and parents to put on in the background of their classrooms and at home while their students were working. Later, I also handed out Baroque music, the slow movements, on CDs as well. The following testimonials from teachers and a parent over 20 years showed it was true. Mrs. C's high school math class in Colorado. Quote, the students asked for music in class. I told them I would play only Mozart. At first they objected, but soon decided they liked the music because it made them feel better and able to focus more on their lessons. Consequently, not only did the grades get better, so did the discipline. Then the students began to requesting Mozart. Mrs. J.C. had her fourth grade reading class of 22 students listening to Mozart and other classical music during class for the entire year. The children have consistently made hundreds on tests and work. These are just average students, not exceptional, she said. Mrs. G had her fifth grade students listening to classical music played softly while the children did creative writing assignments and when they did problem solving in math. She said, quote, it created a calm atmosphere conductive to problem solving and creative thinking, as well as an appreciation of music that they might not have experienced. The results were so good that I incorporated this into my teaching for the last 5 years of my teaching career. I asked Mrs. I, how many years have you had your students listening to classical music, Mozart, in the background of your classroom? Mrs. I, my students have been listening to classical music in the background of my classroom for about 16 years. She's taught in the public schools of Yorktown and Norfolk, Virginia, teaching kindergartens, first graders, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. I then asked her, did your students perform better on classwork, on tests and quizzes, listening to Mozart symphonies in the background? Mrs. I can definitely say yes. As soon as the classical music is turned on, my students have a noticeable change in behavior. They calm down. They talk less. Not only do I play classical music in my regular classroom, but also during summer school classes in sixth grade math students as they come into my classroom. Some of these students with behavioral problems and attention problems calm down quickly as they listen to the music and get started on their morning work. The students even ask for me to turn on the music when I don't have it on. This past summer, I had an administrator walk in and comment on how they couldn't believe how quiet and focused the students were and said they should try playing music at their home school. Every summer that I have played the music, these students have improved their scores from pre-test to post-test by 30 to 50%, which is an amazing amount for a 5-week program covering an entire year of curriculum. The students in my regular classroom have met their end of the year goals every year and have also seen great improvement. Mary and Gary Scott have taught thousands of people to successfully speak Spanish in their course Super Thinking, Super Spanish, using Dr. Georgi Lozano's method with Baroque music in the background. Mrs. Shea has 3 children, ages 6, 12, and 8, who've been listening to Mozart and other classical music while doing their homework after school since March 2005. She says, I've seen them become more focused and relaxed, finishing homework quicker with more accuracy, which has led to higher grades.